evil masks, big capes. There were naked women everywhere, but like kind of like approaching these men who are kind of clearly rich in this mansion. And he gets kicked out, and he goes through this kind of, I don't know, weird adventure where he's just grappling with his own sexuality. Mm-hmm. And it's a wild film. I would highly recommend it to anyone. It kind of, it's all about Christmas and sex and kind of pestilence and all of these things wrapped up in one. Anytime, like, it'll change the way you look at fairy lights. And costumes and tuxedos.
As well as Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and doctors and Tom Cruise and everybody, yeah. Highly recommended.
Yeah. All right, well, that was our show for today. We hope you enjoyed it. We're going to close off with a song by Crystal Castles entitled Crime Wave. We hope you enjoy it. And we will see you back here next week on CITR 101.9 FM at 8 a.m. You have been listening to The Real World.
Welcome to the Community Living Show here on the National Community Radio Association Networks, National Campus Radio Association Networks. And of course, our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm, of course, Kelly, or known as DJ Ray, on the Late Night Show. I'm having some difficulties with my voice because I've been pretty been sick since the last Sunday, so just bear with me anyways. Right now, Michael's not in. This is, he's going to be in a little bit late, so we're going to play you some music right now from the Ghost Mix or whichever music comes first. Anyways, we will be coming right back with Michael in just a moment here on the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasia, Tilitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. When you wake up in the morning, wonder where it's gone. Look around yourself, who is all wrong? Hear a noise inside your head, can't fall asleep, go to bed. Nowhere to go. Gray when you go outside, no one looks you in the eye. Forget what it's like to grow. Weeds are taking over now. Hearing noise inside your head, can't fall asleep when you go to bed.
You're back to school now. Connections.
Welcome to the Community Living Show. That was called Blind Horses, and the song was called Veals. Michael's here with me. Welcome, Michael. Of course, I'm not feeling that well. I'm going
to.
Oh,
what'd you do to your throat over the weekend?
I don't know what happened. I mean, I was here last Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
With the late night show, but that was it.
Yeah. Well, I know I had the virus Saturday and Sunday, and I got pretty lucky that my voice started to come back yesterday.
That's good.
So I still have a bit of a cough. But anyway, as you know, I've been trying to chase down some public officials about the St. Paul's Hospital. And as yet, I still have yet to hear anybody on the provincial level. But on the city level, from the city of Vancouver, I happened to run into Mayor Gregor Robinson going into the Canada Place last week. And while he wasn't able to come on air with us this week, or maybe not in the near future, I did get a statement back from his publicist, Braden Cayley. He emailed me a quote from the mayor, and it kind of goes something like this. I am pleased to see such a big investment in healthcare in Vancouver, and I want to see a significant increase in mental health care beds with new facilities. Without question, we need more treatment services for people with severe addictions and mental illness in Vancouver. I am concerned about the potential loss of a primary care in the West End, given the large population and high percentage of seniors. Maintaining primary care services in the West End is crucial, and I fully expect that the community will make their opinions known to the provincial, to the province, about what services they need and want to remain on Broad Street. It is unclear what the province plans are for redevelopment of St. Paul's site, and we'll be watching closely to see what they propose. Mayor Gregor Robinson. So, apparently, we weren't the only ones actually pushing out there to hear what in the world is going on with St. Paul's. What does the city have to say about it? Because we do know it is on the provincial level. You know, how can we all get together as a community and make sure that services are preserved for that part of Vancouver. So obviously the mayor is on board. He's trying to watchdog it as best he can. So I look forward to maybe hearing from maybe an MLA in that area or something like that that can tell us what the plan is. You know, it's like from what I read in, I think it was in the newspaper, I forget if it was the Sun or the Province right this second, that when they have the new facility open in Falls Creek, that it looked like they were just simply going to close St. Paul's. And, you know, it's a nice facility. Even though it does need renovations and maybe some refurbishments, it's still a great facility to provide services for the people in the area, you know? So we'll have to keep an eye close out and see what happens. I'll keep on top of it as best I can. Brayden did ask me to contact one of the city council members. Maybe we can actually get one of them to come on air and speak with us more about it. And I'm going to keep trying to get after the MLA in that area. You said his name was Spencer...
Spencer Herbert.
Yeah. So we'll keep after his office all the same, and let's hope that we get some answers, you know? Because it'd be nice to know the whole plan. So with that, we were supposed to actually have a special guest today.
Unfortunately, he didn't make it.
He didn't make it today. However, I do have a recording of his last Bell Conference talk from 2015 when we're all at the Imperial Theater over near Maine and Hastings. Mm. It is some pretty powerful stuff about what our roles as men should be in the community in the coming future. Mm-hmm. One of the points of being his Remarkable Man project is that the energy of our society is changing from more masculine to more feminine, but it's not exactly what people what you might think up front. It means that that we need to, as men, need to make sure that we're supporting our women in their endeavors, things like that. So I'm going to play the talk. And okay.
But before we do that, we need to take a break.
Okay. So, break first, talk second.
Yeah. We'll come right back. This is the Community Living.
Oh, lousy smarch weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver, housing crisis, earthquakes, lots of floods, Richmond, underwater. There's no more Discorder, ever. 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 Discorder, ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Saradavachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Okay, we're back, and let's get started with Dwayne Clausen of The Remarkable Man, and this is his Bill Talk from Bill Vancouver 2015.
Good morning. It's not very often I get the follow-up brass band. I have a quick question for you. How many of you are single? Now, out of you single people, how many of you absolutely enjoy the single world? Really enjoying it, it's your thing, get to do what you want. Awesome. Now, out of you single people, how many of you would prefer to be in a relationship? All right. Now, how many of you are in a relationship right now? And when I say relationship, I'm talking about committed, long-term, you're married. All right. So out of you people, how many would you rather be single? All right, now you don't have to answer that, but would you all agree that the relationship landscape has shifted? Yeah, there's something going on between men, women, and relationships. So is it okay for you in the next few minutes that I blow your hair back in regards to what I think is going on between men, women, and relationships? All right, I also need to give you a little bit of context as to why I do what I do and why I think this way. Is that all right? All right. Now, obviously, I'm a pretty tall guy. In fact, I'm ergonomically designed to be a speaker. I brought my own stage, and all of this is for all of you in the back. So, as big as I am, though, I've played small several times in my life. And if I go back to 2006, this is when I had my perfect storm. And in about an 18-month period, I lost a very successful outdoor advertising company to Crooked Partners. And while I won the company back, there was nothing left to save. And while this was happening, I found out that my 7-year-old son from a previous relationship wasn't mine. How many parents are out there? Can you imagine what that would be like? So while this was happening, I'm in my dream relationship. I am with my goddess. We're engaged. She's the best thing. She's raising 2 daughters on her own. It's awesome. But because as a guy, we tend to identify so much of who we are with what we do. And while this business was mine, I started from the ground up. I lost myself in it. Because it was gone, I went as well. And understanding how being a dad impacted my life and finding out that he wasn't mine really had an impact on me as well. And it showed up in my relationship. And so when we met, I was at the top of my game. And she's a strong, powerful woman. And it took a strong, powerful man to be in her world. And when I lost everything, I went from this masculine energy that I held to a more feminine energy. Now, for a lot of guys, they're going, hey, wait a minute, masculine and feminine energy. Well, the reality is we have these energies in us. Now, when a man is in his feminine, it's not a bad thing. This is when we're communicating, we're nurturing, and we're a little more honoring in who we are. But if we go too far into our feminine energy, it doesn't necessarily serve us. This is where men become indecisive. They're not in control of where they're at in the relationship dynamic. Now, when I went into this, I could, you know, listen to what pop culture is telling me what to do. You know, you gotta, you know, happy wife, happy life. This whole idea. And when I was in this, what I ended up doing was going, yes, dear, whatever you want, dear. No, you pick the restaurant, dear. You pick the movie. It's all good. And for you women, that's probably like, ick. Ugh. No, you want a guy to be decisive. But I didn't know that. And most guys don't know this either. They don't know that these energies are running through them. And so we go into these relationships and these arguments come up, and this is the traditional stuff. And it doesn't serve us. So I ended up going into the friend zone in my own relationship. Yeah. So while I was there, I knew she loved me, but I knew she wasn't attracted to me. So we ended up splitting up, and there it was. I had flatlined. There was nothing left. But one of my mentors was Les Brown. He said, if you're going to fall down, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. So I got up, and I started looking around as to what was going on. And women were just doing some incredible things. Do you know that there's a resource or a support group for every aspect of a woman's life? Absolutely everything is available. So I started looking around as to what was available for guys. And I had to keep on looking. And I had to keep on looking. There's very little that's out there for guys to step up into their power. And what I ended up finding was either in a church basement or drumming naked in the forest. Now, if that's your thing, that's okay. That's good. But it didn't fill me up. I wanted to go from where I was to where I wanted to be. So it was like a download. The universe just said, you're going to do it. And I'm going like, do you see where I'm at? You want me to be that guy? And the universe just kind of said, hey, you know, does it scare the hell out of you? Hell yeah, it does. That's what you got to do. So I went back to my passion, which was writing. And I started writing The Remarkable Man. And while I was doing my research, I was blown away. In fact, I was shocked as to what I found. There is an epidemic happening to men. Men around the world are feeling more frustrated, confused, and challenged as to what it means to be a man in today's world than ever before. Now, conversely, we're in the age of the empowered woman. She's unstoppable. There's nothing she can't do if she puts her mind to it. She's got the support. But guys, she should not have to dumb it down or play small to be with us. It's our time. We've got to step up and start playing a bigger game. And I started realizing what was going on with guys. And I knew that this had to be my passion. This had to be something that I needed to do, to put this information out there. But what if what's going on with men and women and relationships, what if there's something bigger going on? What if there's something going on between the space between me and you? How many people here would subscribe to the idea that everything is energy? Yeah, everything vibrates at its own frequency. And our world, this part of the galaxy, vibrates and oscillates between vibrational frequencies. And we've actually gone through several cycles. And we're actually going through a switch between the masculine and feminine cycle. We've just come out of thousands of years of a masculine energy, and we're now moving into a feminine vibration. Now, this doesn't happen just overnight. If you've ever heard of sacred geometry, there's the shapes called the Vesica Pisces. This is two circles that intersect, and that area of intersection is the Vesica Pisces. This is the womb of creation, if you will. But it's only a short period of time. And eventually, the circles overlap. And so the feminine energy started happening on this planet about the last part of the last century. And so this feminine energy hits, and women around the world are going, hey, you know what? We need the right to vote. We need to be counted. We gotta matter. And without any electronic devices, women around the world are going, yeah, we need to make this happen. And they got the right to vote. Now, the masculine on the planet's going, hey, there's something going on here. What the hell is this? Feeling comfortable about what's going on here. Yeah, this is not working for us. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go blow stuff up. Yeah, let's go blow stuff up. Boom, World War I. And millions of men leave the planet to make room. The masculine had to leave for the feminine to show up. Second wave happens. Women are in the factories. Production goes up 23%. And the women are kind of, they're changing the status quo. The masculine is going, hey, we don't like this. What's going on? Yeah, this doesn't feel good. Hey, you know what? We should go blow stuff up. So World War II happens. And millions of men leave the planet. The masculine had to make room for the feminine energy. Third wave happens. Now we're in the 60s. And this time the masculine's not so reactive. The masculine's kind of going, okay, let's absorb some of this, and we get women's liberation. We get civil rights. We get the hippie movement. And guys are starting to wear their hair long. Here's a daisy. Peace, brother. It's all good. However, the masculine has to react too. And in that time, it was JFK. It was Martin Luther King. It was Bobby Kennedy. Let's take out the will of the population. But it didn't work.
Okay, we need to go to a station break, and we'll come right back with the rest of Dwayne Clausen's talk.
This is Community Living.
Saturday, April 18th, CJSF and CITR team up to cover Record Store Day 2015.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Live broadcast from all over Vancouver, Record Store Day events at Beat Street, Vinyl Records, Horses Records, Red Cat, and Neptune.
Experience Record Store Day on air from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Asian for beauty.
Anything you say, Stan.
I do all the work, okay?
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
Late night show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Rain, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
That'll probably be me when I'm not feeling sick, so welcome back to the Community Living Show. I'm DJ Ray and Kelly. Across from me is Michael.
Yeah. And let's get back to Dwayne Clausen's Bill Talk.
Yes, let's.
It was Martin Luther King. It was Bobby Kennedy. Let's take out the will of the population. But it didn't work. There is a lot of this energy starting to move forward. And now, 1996, the fourth wave hits. And for the first time in history, one of the most massive epochs in human history occurred. For the first time, the internet went global. And women used it as a force for good. They came together in community and said, girlfriend, we're going to make this thing happen. And the goddess and the sister and everything else started to happen. And women's education and awareness just shot through the roof. Men, however, how did we use the internet? Yeah. We started to isolate ourselves. We started to watch porn. We started to game, online poker, all this visual stimuli. And we lost ourselves. Something happened. And the masculine energy that was on the planet just started kind of dissipated. And women were just going in the opposite direction. These two spheres were unsustainable. But guys, if you think that there's a challenge now, as of 2012, the feminine energy, if you will, has eclipsed the masculine. And we're in for thousands of years of feminine energy. So we've got to step it up. We've got to claim our authentic masculine power. And what I mean by that is that it's a difference between the old masculine. We're moving away from the egoic masculine, that fight or flight, that reactionary masculine energy, and becoming more heart-centered. We have to do this, guys. We've got to step up and play a bigger game, because it's not just about women in our world. It's about our children. Young boys, young girls, they need us as guys to step into a role that's their superhuman power, their hero. They've got to be able to look up to us and go, that's an example of what a remarkable man is, and that's what I aspire to. And very few children right now have that as a model. And we've got to change that. In order for us, as men, to move powerfully in the next few thousand years, there's just one thing you got to do, guys, in order to have that juicy, vivacious, push-pull sexual energy in your relationship, is to help her move from her masculine to the feminine. That's your role. Because women right now, they have to move into their masculine energy in order for them to be productive. They're on fire, they're kicking ass, they're doing some amazing things. But for the most part, when it comes to a relationship, your role is to help her be feminine. When you do that, guys, something happens. The feminine, in its very nature, is very giving. She will return tenfold if she is allowed to be in her feminine energy. Feminine is so giving. This is what happens when you're in your feminine. You become that yes guy. You become very pleasing. You want to be the nice guy. So when it is in the feminine, it's so juicy. It's amazing. But most guys don't understand how these energies work. And I'm here to give you a language for how relationships happen. If you're indecisive and not feeling your strength, know that you are starting moving into a more feminine vibration. It's not a bad thing. However, it's not going to serve you in that relationship dynamic. You've got to move into a more masculine energy, about 70% in your masculine and about 30% in your feminine. It's heart-centered. It's where you want to be. And when we move through this, guys, things become amazing. And you know what? When it comes to us connecting as guys, it's our time to take the mask off. So many guys right now are holding this energy. If you ask a guy how he's doing, what's he going to say? I'm fine. I'm good. I got this. This bullshit. So many guys are carrying so much weight of this emotion and all this the paradigms that we're dealing with and the archetypal, you know, father figures that we've had. We've had to carry this energy that doesn't serve us. We can't emote because it's not cool. It's not being a man. But I'm here to tell you it is cool. It is a strength. It is a power. And as men, emotion is energy in motion, guys. It has to move. Because as we hold it, guys are dealing with so much heart disease, prostate issues, cancers, depression, sexual dysfunction, because we're holding that energy. We've got to let it go, gentlemen. We've got to talk. We've got to create community around us that's empowering. Not being a victim, it's taking ownership. And it's taking responsibility for where you're at in your life. And when I say responsibility, it's not about taking blame. So many guys, when they say, oh yeah, I gotta take responsibility, and they blame themselves for where they find themselves. That doesn't serve us. It's not about blame, stepping into our power. So I wanna tell you guys that this is our time to be remarkable. This is our time to step into our authentic masculine power. Yeah. It's a beautiful place. We're moving into something amazing. And when we own this power, not only do we help a brother out, oh, how we lift each other up and create that community, our children now are going to feel that energy as well. So, in conclusion, I want to let you know that this is the most exciting time to be alive, to be single, to be in a relationship, to be going down your own road. But we have to change. We have to be the change. And it's up to us, guys. I want to challenge you to be first, to be a steward of your relationship. Don't wait for her to do it. This is our time. You're taking responsibility for what's going on in the relationship and how you're showing up as a dad or a mentor or a role model for the kids that are in your world. Don't wait for things to start to unravel. See it, talk about it, know what it is, and be decisive that you want change. That's sexy as hell. You have what it takes, and I want to challenge you to step up your game. This world needs you. This world needs remarkable men. They need you to be champions to women, heroes to children, and brothers to each other. Thank you. Yeah.
Dinner silence.
Oh. And that was Dwayne Clawson at the Bill Vancouver Talks 2015. Actually, I've known Dwayne for quite some time, and he really does live out everything he says. Going around doing video of a lot of different conferences and things like that, and when you actually get to meet some of these people, they're like, God, they're full of crap.
Wow.
And then you run into to others, and Dwayne's one of those that is like, when you talk to him afterwards, and it's like, no, he's really living what he's speaking, and it's like, and that's what makes some speakers so amazing and others very mediocre. Yeah. If they're just standing on stage flapping at the gum instead of actually living what they're talking about, you know. So that brings you to another great person here in Vancouver. I'm gonna send shout out again to Mayor Gregor. I had the best experience calling City Hall.
Yeah.
It was like a group of people that honestly wanted to be there at work.
Okay.
And it's like, when you call like the provincial.
Call 311.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you call like one of the provincial or federal offices, is like, what do you get? Yeah. Can I help you? No, this is the wrong office. I'll transfer you to this number. Maybe they can help you. I'm not exactly sure who can help you.
Oh, wow. Like,
wow. But that wasn't the case when I called the City Hall for Vancouver. It was very, it's like, oh, well, here, are you sure you're spelling Mr. Cayley's name correctly? It's like, well, maybe. It's like, well, let me research that a little bit for you. I'll do a couple searches and see if I can actually find the right spelling. It's like, and then they called him. They said, well, here, I have his number. I'll call him and see if he can take your call now. Mm-hmm. And came back and was like, well, no, he can't take your call right now. He said, but here's his cell phone number. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can call him back later, but he asked that you send him an email. Mm-hmm. So I sent him an email, and I got an email back from him with the statement within hours.
Wow, nice.
It was like he actually like waited until he had time to go talk to Mayor Gregor and find out what he really wanted to do. Right. You know, so they really did it. You got the feeling of, wow, they're really checking schedules. They're really doing what they're saying they're going to do and not just
Twitter
lip service.
Right.
It was like a really great phone call and experience dealing with them. Conversely, and I'm also a big fan of Diane Watts also. I have actually got to meet her in person also. But the Surrey City Hall is very different than Vancouver.
I must gonna say, it's like, you know, what? Who do you call for the City of Surrey? I know 311 Vancouver, but what is the actual 10-digit number to call Surrey, right?
So. Yeah, there's an actual 10-digit number. I think I did find it on their website, but it was a very different flavor of a phone call.
Yeah.
The person honestly just wanted to put in their 8 hours and go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just speaks about leadership. Mm-hmm. You know. When you're putting all of your energy into something, those around you will also put their energy into it. And when you appear on stage, and you're honestly living what you're speaking about, and you're putting your energy out there on stage, and believe it or not, but most people think that they don't actually put all of everything that they are. On stage, those who do actually make themselves very vulnerable, and that's what gives them their authenticity, and you know, which makes them really good on stage. So
probably talk about next week's show.
Yeah,
you still want to do that St. Paul's Hospital, right?
I'm going to keep tracking that down, so. See what more we can find out. See who's actually going to maybe come on and give a statement about what their whole plan is. Mm. As yet though, I don't think we have a guest lined up as yet, but that can change.
Yeah, and in this,
so
like we had to do from last week, where we had one guest from last week, and then we had another show. The half hour show the following day, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so. And was it Carrie, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Carrie, she was amazing on the half hour show.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hoping to have her on the hour show here. So.
Yeah. Actually, what I was hoping to do is because of how she's talking about feminine energies and feminine empowerment, I was hoping maybe to get her and Dwayne on at the same time and both of them talking about how we can can better our society by supporting all of the energy that's out there that we put out there as individuals. Mm. So that would be if we can do something, that'd be a really cool show. So,
all right.
We'll work on that.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. This has been Community Living. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yep. Have a great morning.
We're going to leave you with a song called Prophecy, Sun, and Emerge. The song is called Reverie Number 3. See you again next week.
lousy smarch weather.
For this issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver housing crisis, commercial plates, black floods, Richmond underwater. There's no more Discorder ever. 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 Discorder ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Sarah DeVachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
The 2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Kenny Starr, Ivan Coyote, Ian Ferrier, and Sherry D. Wilson. Plus, the Canadian Individual Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory on the UBC campus in Vancouver, British Columbia. The show you are listening to is A Face for Radio, a music show with interludes about nothing. This week, nothing will be April. That's what we're going to be talking about because it is a weird, weird month for students, in particular, I think. Not so much for maybe the rest of society, but for students here, it's strange. Anyways, a tragedy happened this week. The great Percy Sledge died. And perhaps even a greater tragedy than his death is that most people only know him for one song, which, albeit, is a tremendous song. When a Man Loves a Woman is, you know, a classic. But he had so much other great music. And when I watched the Muscle Shoals documentary, I learned that Percy Sledge was actually a cotton picker, and he learned to sing on the cotton fields. And people were like, hey, Percy, you got a pretty good voice. And he was like, oh, thanks. And he ended up going to Muscle Shoals, and they had a song for him. And when he started singing When a Man Loves a Woman, people were taken aback. And the rest, as they say, is history. So to get us started, I'm going to play a song by Percy Sledge called It Tears Me Up, one of my favorite songs of his. And it is not When a Man Loves a Woman. So enjoy. All right, so it looks like the vinyl that we have of a Greatest Hits collection by Percy Sledge does not work. So that was the dead air that you all heard to start the show off right. So, you know, so much for trying to go analog, I guess. Just because I wanted to play at least one record. Record Store Day coming up, but I guess not. Anyways, here is It Tears Me Up by Percy Sledge off the internet.